Thanks be to God. My topic for today is the nest of eagles. The nest of eagles. And my scripture text is taken from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the 25th verse. Isaiah 40, 25. Isaiah 40, verse 25. And when you have it, say amen. The 40th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the 25th verse. Amen. The prophet writes, "To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal?" says the Holy One. "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." May God add a blessing to the hearing and the doing of his holy word. Amen. Please pray with me. Almighty God, we honor and adore you for just being with us this Sunday morning. Your presence has the power to open our ears and to allow us to hear. Your presence has the power to open our minds to understand what you're speaking to us. And your presence has the power to change our hearts so that we might live a little closer to your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The words of our text are encouragement to a people who are preparing to take upon themselves the task of nation building. Recently, Israel had been enslaved by the Babylonians and exiled to a foreign land. God secured their freedom through the Persian general Cyrus, who gave them the opportunity to return to their homeland. So God gave a new message through the prophet Isaiah to deal with their new circumstances, rebuilding a nation. Whether one is rebuilding a life, a relationship, a nation, a church, or a school, reconstruction is never easy. Making a shift is hard, change is difficult, and transition is tough. Often there is opposition from forces without, but also from within. Dissension and confusion and fear deflate the collective ego of an even unified group. Passive resignation or seething bitterness can tempt even God's people. The prophet Isaiah, he knew all of this. So his prophecy is inspiration and wholeness for the nation of Israel as they face a new future. Isaiah describes what God really is and who God really is. He talks about the Lord's power and compassion. The prophet Isaiah reminded them of the omnipresent and omnipotent God who was on their side. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is forever, 24/7. He's always there. Isaiah says that God never gets tired and always understands what we're going through. The prophet Isaiah ends this message declaring to Israel that they should hope in the Lord. This is not a passive hope that merely waits, but an expectant and active belief that the one who saved, restored, and renewed Israel again and again will do the same for us today. I'd like to take a few minutes, if you would indulge me, to focus on that one verse. They will soar on wings like eagles. The eagle is a familiar and popular figure in the scriptures. It has a regal presence, a reputation as the king of the birds. It dwells in high and lofty places. Eagles have freedom and strength and speed, epitomized by their majestic flight. The eagle is also an appropriate symbol in Holy Scriptures for that latent greatness inherent in all of those beings created by God. Let me tell you something about eagles. Although classified as fowl, eagles are not easily produced as chickens and other birds. Eagles are not hatched in a brood, nor is the reproductive cycle an overnight process. Chickens may be produced in less than 21 days, but eagles lay only one or two eggs per year, which can be incubated by both parents for up to 30 days. The young remain in the nest as long as 130 days before becoming fledglings, fed by both parents and ready to fly. What I'm saying is that it takes time to produce eagles. Stay with me now. When I read the biblical account of creation in Genesis, I'm struck by the fact that God took time to make a human being. God may have spoken forth the sun, the moon, and the stars. God may have decreed that the firmament in heaven come into reality. God declared that fish swim in the ocean, that mammals roam the land, and that birds split the air with their wings. But only humans were not proclaimed in an instant. God took time to make us. It takes time to produce greatness. Babies are born every minute of every hour of every day. But it takes time, love, care, discipline, education, and faith to produce greatness. Let me ask you, how much energy and effort and resources do you spend on your own children? How about the ones in this congregation? How about the children in our school? Do you understand that young folks can be your greatest asset? Hello, somebody. For this is the nest, the training ground where you breed the current and next generation of believers. This nest of future eagles is where you can make the difference between mediocrity and excellence. Between faithful followers of Jesus or flaky believers with a hint of religious sentiment. This nest can make the difference between solid or shaky values. It can produce characters who are moral or morass, creative or robotic adults. This nest can help produce compassionate or callous, positive or pessimistic people. This nest can produce leaders in all walks of life. But ones who recognize their own weakness, their own fragility, their need for forgiveness, and to worship the Lord their God in their daily lives. The eagle is also a solitary bird. It dares to fly alone. Eagles never fly in flocks. God seeks eagle men and women, persons who are not afraid to stand, walk, run, or fly alone. Persons who are willing to walk with the Lord, even if it means being misunderstood. When it's not popular. Hear me, young people. When it's not popular. When you're ridiculed for being religious. Eagle persons who dare to dream dreams, and they see visions of things that can be. Eagle persons are not beholden to those who say, well, it can't be done, simply because we've never done it before, or we tried it once long ago and it didn't work, or we've never done it this way before. Nonsense. Where's your faith? Eagle people love and trust God enough to follow Him wherever and however and whenever the Lord directs them. Don't misunderstand. Don't get it twisted. No person is an island sufficient to themselves. We are called to be in community with each other. However, no person ever grows into a full, complete, mature relationship with God who does not learn how to walk sometimes alone. Remember that it was when he was alone with God that Jacob received a powerful new identity. You will recall that when Moses was by himself, God called him from a burning bush. If memory serves me right, the greatest miracles of Elijah and Elisha took place when they were alone with the Lord. What about Gideon and Jephthah? They were commissioned by God when they were alone to save Israel. John the Baptist was alone in the wilderness. Peter on the housetop when he was instructed to go to the Gentiles and share the good news of Christ. Paul, who was filled with Greek learning and who had studied the Old Testament scriptures, he was told to go to the desert of Arabia and learn from God alone in the desert. You see, being an eagle person can be a lonely experience. And it's not because all of us don't have the potential for greatness. But it's far easier and safer to spend your lives with the petty, the mundane, and the superficial materialism of life. Flying alone can be frightening. When we realize our own limitations and how weak we really are, and that we're hanging out all by ourselves while a multitude watches and waits for us to fall. But I just came by to tell you that in those times, you'll discover that God will take care of you in the same way, just like a mother looks after a baby eagle trying to fly. God calls us to be eagles. Don't settle for anything less. There's an old story out of the traditional black church I'd like to share with you. It's about a man who was hiking in the hills one day, and he found a strange-looking egg. So he put the egg in the incubator to be hatched with the other eggs. As time passed, this strange-looking egg produced a strange-looking bird. Even though this bird was peculiar, the farmer decided to raise this bird just like the other birds, which were chickens. Because all the birds saw and he was only around chickens, this bird acted like a chicken. He lost his peculiarity and he no longer seemed out of place. Well, one day a visitor came to the farm and he asked, "Why do you have an eagle with all those chickens?" And the farmer replied, "It's the only life that he's ever had, the life of a chicken. That's all he will ever be." But the visitor insisted, "You cannot tamper with the soul of God's creation. God has placed within this bird the seeds of greatness, and you've confined it to a barnyard? This bird may have the habits of a chicken, but deep down inside, it's an eagle. So the visitor said, watch this. He picked up the bird and threw it into the air, and he said, stretch forth your wings and fly. And the eagle took off, ascending. But the farmer threw some chicken feet on the ground, and the eagle came right back down. The visitor repeated this two more times, and the same thing happened. But the visitor refused to give up. And so he took the eagle under his arm, and he climbed a very high mountain. And he pointed the eagle to the rising sun, and he said, you were created to be an eagle. Stretch forth your wings, fly, and claim your destiny. And just then, the eagle's body began to tremble and pulsate with energy. And with one great leap, the eagle flew away towards the dawning of a new day. Maybe you've been living in a barnyard existence, but a visitor from the heavens has come down. The Word made flesh who dwelt among us. God told us we don't have to stay in the barnyard of sin, which produces disillusionment and complacency. God created us to live eternally with Him. He bore the cross on our sins. But on Easter morning, it was declared that Christ is risen, so that we can be transformed, so that we can live a new life. You don't hear me this morning. Invest your time, your efforts, your vision, and your money in this nest of eagles. And when the young folks leave this place, they will change the world. Christ Lutheran Church and Christ Lutheran School, don't ever forget that you are the nest of eagles. Amen.